Step 15, test the spirits. Examine, investigate, and identify each root of choices and decisions presented to you prior to making a final move, especially when it's a life-changing foundational piece that you'll learn, continue to build on. Yes, we trust God, but His Word tells us to test the spirits, and it's not out of fear or worry, but obedience and safety from the lies the enemy will present. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 and 3, it says, "Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, but every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world." When making any kind of foundational decisions, always test the spirit in order to know if God is the directing force. You should feel peace unless there are areas you must grow in prior to finalizing your choices, and growth will bring unsettledness or discomfort. And that's why prayer and His Word is so important, especially when you are unsure. We always look at other persons and have a list of things for them to do when making a choice that could affect them also. Just keep in mind, before moving forward, consider your list of growth. That's when we knock, seek, and find in His Word guidance to confirm our next moves. Sometimes in order to receive clarity from the Holy Spirit, we must be still and listen to the atmosphere until clarity and peace come, especially when the loud noises are coming from current circumstances we're dealing with and they feel overwhelming, or it could just be our day-to-day life happening at a magnified view. There are times that we feel slightly off and lost, unable to move. And again, I say, be still, don't be anxious, and know directions will come soon. Be alert and aware, expect confirmation, and remember not to be anxious for anything. In Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Our lack of faith to take the next step toward the direction we're being led is also a huge challenge. We received initial confirmation through His Word, and then we start to look for additional confirmation, after confirmation, after confirmation. The best way to feel confident in your choices when there is confusion or lack of clarity is to ask yourself a few questions. This process will help in testing the spirit. Ask yourself, who gets the glory? Why are you moving in that direction? What's the final outcome? Are the steps based on fear, worry, or doubt? There are many other questions to ask. Take some time to think about them. What type of fruit will my next step create? Will it create positive or negative seeds? If there is anything negative, let's either put it on hold or go in another direction until we receive peace. And then we'll go in whatever direction received with confidence from the Holy Spirit. Keep in mind, it's a privilege to be a tool for the Lord. He doesn't need our assistance. He gives us opportunity to share His unconditional love and plant seeds that grow His kingdom. There are stories in the Bible that talk about a donkey, a rock, and various other unusual things that the Lord used when He was trying to prove a point or get the people's attention in order to make their next move. One thing I know for sure is the Holy Spirit will keep bringing things to our mind until we move forward, and that's a form of confirmation. Not man and what they think, but the leading of the Holy Spirit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, it says, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it." Never feel pressure to make a quick decision, since God looks at our heart versus our actions. Yes, we will make mistakes, but that's part of growth, and fear shouldn't stop us from growing. There's no condemnation, judgment, or embarrassment in growth either, so don't let that stop you from moving forward. If we truly believe the Bible and know our steps have been ordered, then we should not put too much pressure on making a mistake if it pushes us toward the right path. I don't consider taking the next step and finding out it wasn't the right choice a mistake. I consider that obedience and trusting and learning God's way for our life. In Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21, it says, "And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left." Trust God.